Sam Darnold took three dropbacks in the 2026 season opener. The first was a 13-yard completion to Jackson Smith in Jigba over the middle on Seattle's second play from scrimmage. The second was an incompletion short right to Rashid Shaheed. The third was 3rd and 6 at the New England 46 with 12:27 left in the first quarter. Draymond Jones sacked him for a 5-yard loss, and the play-by-play carries the note that he was injured on the play. He did not take another snap. Seattle beat New England 13-10 without him. The reporting on what happened, a hip injury, sustained on the sack, per Zachary Perillas at CBS Sports, who reports Darnold limped off, waved off the medical staff at first, was examined and taken to the locker room, was listed as questionable to return, and was ruled out just before halftime with further tests to follow. Nothing in that reporting puts a timeline on it, and neither will this show. What the game's data says about Darnold himself is one completion for 13 yards and one sack, which is nothing. What it says about the offense without him is more. Drew Locke played the remaining 57 minutes, and the passing game produced plus 6.4 expected points added on his 23 pass plays, 16 completions on 22 throws for 187 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, one sack. Expected points added is what each play was worth given the situation. A positive total means the passing game gained more than its downs and distances expected. Most of it came late. Through three quarters, Seattle's whole offense ran 35 plays for minus 4.6, and in the fourth, it ran 12 for plus 7.7, including the 4th-and-1 45-yard touchdown to Smith and Jigba that, with the extra point, tied the game. The passing game with Locke was not the reason Seattle spent three quarters behind, and it was the reason it caught up. Back in June, the preview projected Darnold as the steady pocket passer of the championship season, rather than a repeat of the one-year spike, and the August episodes carried that read through a preseason in which he took no snaps at all. Wednesday did not test it, three dropbacks cannot, and it replaced the question with a different one, whether he plays and when. The August 23rd episode pointed at the completion percentage once September started counting. That measurement starts whenever his next start does. Seattle is at Arizona next. Who starts is the whole story until it is answered, and this show will not guess. Data via NFL Verse.